the sound of mourners in Iran in the wake of a deadly terrorist attack Saturday on a military parade. That attack in Aksaray, Iran, ratcheted up tensions between the country and its Arab neighbors, leading for calls of retribution, even as confusion grew over responsibility for the violence. The attack by four gunmen left 29 people dead and over 60 injured. Among those killed were soldiers, bystanders, and children. Thousands attended a funeral Monday for members of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard killed in the assault, including leading to chants of death to Israel and death to America. Both countries have frequently been accused by the Iranian government of supporting separatists who have carried out violent attacks in the past. Opening the high-level week of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump spoke about the global call to action on the world drug problem.
The scourge of drug addiction continues to claim too many lives in the United States and in nations around the world. Today, we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together.
Speaking alongside U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and other U.S. officials, Trump cited a 60% increase in drug-related deaths around the world in the past 15 years. The global call to action was announced by the White House last month. Some 129 countries signed the one-page pledge in order to attend the UNGA meeting with Trump Monday morning. After President Trump said he would hold a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un quite soon, his Secretary of State told reporters such a meeting would have enormous value and is confident it will happen. Despite the improved ties between Washington and Pyongyang, which have no diplomatic relations, North Korea is not believed to have actually taken any promised steps towards giving up its nuclear arsenal. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has expressed strong support for his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, despite a new allegation of sexual misconduct against him. The New Yorker magazine reported late Sunday that two U.S. senators are investigating a woman's charge that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a Yale University dorm party during the early 1980s. United States Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin.
When someone steps forward and accuses another person of this kind of sexual assault, it needs to be taken seriously.
Kavanaugh has also denied allegations by a woman who claimed he sexually assaulted her when they were both in high school in 1982. That woman, Christine Blasey Ford, has agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday morning. Maldives opposition leader Ibrahim Mohamed Salih says he won Sunday's presidential election against incumbent Abdullah Yameen. VOA asked Australian National University senior research fellow David Brewster if the win for Salih is significant.
Yes, it's an absolutely remarkable result, and I don't think I've seen anyone predicting it. It was assumed, I think, by everyone watching the election that it was going to be a rigged election, and that would have been very much consistent with Yameen's past practice.
Ahead of the voting, Human Rights Watch urged foreign governments to press the Maldives to uphold democratic rights. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Monday a Taliban prisoner has killed at least eight policemen, including three senior officers, after covertly seizing an assault rifle from a guard at the detention facility in southern Zabul province. A police officer told VOA that the incident happened while security guards were offering evening prayers late Sunday at the Shahr-i-Safav district jail. Officials say the assailant sprayed the unarmed group of personnel with bullets. The officer promised to provide more details later in the day. Another set of tit-for-tat tariffs imposed by the U.S. and China on each other's goods took effect Monday. The new U.S. duties cover thousands of Chinese-made products, including electronics, food, tools, and housewares. The new tariffs begin at 10%, then will rise to 25% on January 1st. John Tamney is the political economy editor for Forbes magazine.
The only reason we produce is to trade. Why would we want to put up barriers to one of the most dynamic economies in the world, China?
The Trump administration exempted numerous other items from new tariffs, including smartwatches, Bluetooth devices, and infant car seats. Amnesty International is demanding China account for as many as 1 million ethnic Muslims, the group says, have been arbitrarily detained in the remote western Xinjiang region. In a report released Monday, the Human Rights Watchdog group says the region's Wigwas, Kazakhs, and other predominantly Muslim ethnic groups have been the targets of an intensifying government campaign of mass internment. This is VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.